Okay, so picture this. Billion-dollar tech giants, but instead of thousands of employees, there's like a skeleton crew. Or even like one person running the whole show.
It's a wild thought, right?
Totally. And it might not be as far-fetched as it sounds. That's what we're diving into today.
Yeah, how AI could completely upend how we think about startups, tech, even what it means to, actually know something.
Right, like it's not just about automating tasks anymore, it's about reimagining the whole system.
Yeah.
But before we get ahead of ourselves, let's start with the foundation of all this AI buzz, data. Specifically, who owns it and what they're doing with it.
Because let's face it, data is the fuel that powers this whole AI engine.
Exactly. And you might be surprised to learn that Reddit, of all companies, just made a cool 60 million bucks
Yeah.
just by letting Google use, well, your data. At least that's according to their recent IPO filing.
Yeah, all those memes, debates, deep dives into, whatever rabbit holes Reddit takes you down. It's a gold mine for these tech giants.
It really highlights this weird power dynamic, right?
Right?
Like they collect it, they store it, they basically own it.
And we, the users, we're often left in the dark wondering what's happening with all this information we're putting out there.
And here's the kicker. A lot of the data being fed into these AI models, let's just say it's not exactly the Encyclopedia Britannica.
It's like, if you think about it, a lot of what's online is designed to grab your attention, not necessarily to, factually accurate or even remotely profound.
It's like that kid in class who just shouts out random things to get a rise out of the teacher.
Exactly. Clickbait headlines, exaggerated stories, those perfectly curated online personas.
It makes you wonder what happens when AI is trained on all this. Well, content that's more about grabbing attention than conveying real knowledge.
Right. Like, are we just creating a digital echo chamber of, well, not so great information?
It's a bit unnerving when you think about it. It's
Yep.
like, are we training AI to be the ultimate BS artist? But, okay, let's say we can somehow get past that whole data quality issue. There's still this big question of what does all this mean for, learning and knowledge?
It's a huge question. I mean, if AI can access and process information like instantly, what does it even mean to know something anymore?
Right. Like, do we even need to remember anything? We could just, like, Google it in a second.
Our source material actually dives into this with a pretty wild thought experiment. Imagine like a constant stream of everyone's memories flowing directly into your brain. Would that mean you actually know all of human history, all of those experiences?
Whoa. It's kind of mind-blowing, but I see what you mean. Just because you have access to all that information, does it really equal knowledge?
Exactly. It raises questions about understanding, context, critical thinking.
All those things that will make us human, right?
Totally.
Yeah.
And that's where I think this idea of AI assisting creativity versus replacing it becomes really important. Our source material actually has this really cool example about imagine an elder in some remote village, right? They have all these amazing stories, all this wisdom, but it's trapped in a way because they're isolated. AI could be used to translate those stories, transcribe them, share them with the world. It wouldn't replace the storyteller, but it would amplify their voice.
That's a really powerful image. Okay, so AI is a tool for amplifying human creativity. I like that.
But it all comes back to us using it thoughtfully, ethically.
Right, like we always hear that saying, AI won't take your job, but a person using AI will.
Exactly. And this is where I think the importance of critical thinking in this whole AI-generated content world can't be overstated.
Because it's only going to get harder to tell what's real, what's not.
Totally. Our source material mentions this conversation they had with like some young adults, and they were treating this one online article like it was the gospel truth, no questioning the source, the potential biases, anything.
It's scary how easy it is to just take things at face value, especially when it's all packaged up nicely online.
Right. And that's why I think teaching critical thinking, media literacy, especially for younger generations, it's more crucial now than ever.
We need to give them the tools to like navigate this digital minefield.
Okay.
Okay, so we talked about the impact on like education, knowledge, but what about the startup world? Because I feel like this is where things could get really interesting.
Oh, yeah. We could be talking about a whole different ballgame. Imagine a world where instead of huge teams, tons of venture capital, you have small, agile startups laser focused on building one specific component for this, like dynamic software exchange.
So instead of trying to be everything to everyone, they become the go-to for their specific piece of the puzzle.
Right. It could lead to a much more efficient, sustainable model.
And maybe even make that crazy idea of a billion-dollar company with, like, one employee a reality.
It might not be as crazy as it sounds. This new model, focusing on specialized components, lean operations, it could really shake things up.
It's both exciting and honestly a little intimidating to think about all the potential upheaval.
For sure. And of course, with any major tech shift, there are going to be challenges, right? Things we need to watch out for.
Totally. Like, what are some of the potential pitfalls we should be aware of as we, like, venture further into this uncharted AI territory?
Well, I think a big one is getting so caught up in the wow factor of AI that we just try to apply old solutions to these new technologies.
Like trying to jam a square peg into a round hole.
Yeah. Our source material actually talks about this in the context of, like, AI-generated images. The tech is super impressive, but it's also incredibly energy-intensive. And we haven't really figured out all the ethical, economic implications yet.
It's like we can't just focus on what AI can do. We have to ask ourselves why we're doing it, what problems it's actually solving.
It's about being intentional, not just chasing the shiny new thing.
So it's not enough to just have the tech. We have to be smart about how we use it. And that brings us to another big point from our source material. How we measure, like, quality, success, especially when it comes to work. Seems like that's got to change too, right?
Yeah, it's a huge shift. We're so used to this, like, butts in seats mentality. But when AI can automate so much of the day-to-day stuff.
Right, about the value you bring to the table.
Right? Yeah, exactly. It's not just about how much you do. It's about the ingenuity, the impact of what you create. And that's especially key in this future where it's all about specialized components. Mm-hmm. Like, if we're talking about a network of these expert-built pieces, quality and efficiency are paramount.
So no more just clocking in and out. It's about the craftsmanship of each piece of the puzzle.
Exactly. Which kind of makes you think about the human element too, right? Like, yeah, efficiency is great, but
we don't want to lose that spark of, like, actual human connection.
Right. And our source material really hits on this tension. How do we embrace the potential of AI without, you know, losing what makes us human in the first place? Our creativity, our critical thinking, even those sometimes messy in-person interactions.
It's funny, right? We talk about the metaverse, remote work, all that. But there's this growing realization that those face-to-face moments, you just can't beat them.
Totally. You can't replicate that energy you get from brainstorming with someone in person or the bonds you build, you know, over a beer after work. That's where the magic happens, you know?
That's like that shared energy. It fuels everything.
It does. And it's something I think we really need to be mindful of as we move forward. It's about finding that balance, the efficiency of the digital world with, like, the irreplaceable value of actual human connection, which actually reminds me of that whole humane AI pin thing from our source material. I'll be honest, I'm still a little fuzzy on what exactly that is.
Yeah, it's a powerful image for sure. So what is it, like a device, a symbol?
It's kind of both. Think of it like a device with all this potential, all this knowledge and capability, but it's also limited, you know, by its programming, by its design. And it represents this moment in time where we get to decide what AI becomes.
So it's not some predetermined thing. It's a future we're actively shaping. It reminds me of that line from Jurassic Park, like, your scientists were so preoccupied with whether or not they could, they didn't stop to think if they should.
Exactly. That's it perfectly. It's not just can we, it's should we. And, you know, what are the consequences? We need to make sure AI serves humanity, not the other way around.
I think that's a perfect place to leave it. This deep dive, it's been a wild ride.
We've covered so much ground, the whole data dilemma, rethinking software, even what it means to know something in the age of AI.
And hopefully it sparks some new ideas for you listening.
Definitely. Because the future of AI, it's not some distant thing. It's being written right now. And everyone has a role to play in shaping that future.
So keep asking those questions, keep those conversations going. Until next time, happy learning.